Okay, he answered you. Rumi said, this is the awe of Ha. I prefer the word Ha, it's not God. This is the awe of that word, it's not the awe of this fellow. Over there is not the awe of the guy doing something. It's the awe of the essence of praying over there, right? It's something from there. Anybody who is afraid of God and will choose taqwa. You know what's taqwa? Taqwa means keeping yourself from wrongdoing, keeping yourself clean, keeping your power in your hand. Because the verb itself is the power. And all these people who become monks, they quit everything. Actually, they are choosing taqwa, not doing, not really getting involved in anything out of fear of God. He says, anybody who will do that, the human being and the jinn is something, I don't know if, is there anyone here who doesn't know what jinn is? Jinn are other kind of beings, invisible one, living beside us. In the time of Rumi, they believe that they are really creatures, that they are living in the same space. Normally they live in the public bath, in the dark dungeons and things like that, out of fear of the human beings, and they are teasing humanity and things like that. Like the ghost you will call for the haunted houses and things like that. That's jinn. And when they will say jinn, ma'ems, jinn is the other side of ems, in yin and yang. If there is another kind of human being, humanity, they both live together, something like that. Anyhow, he means that everybody will fear of him if he, out of fear, will keep himself clean. Everybody will fear him. Everybody will envy him.
Thus meditating, he folded his hands reverently. After a while, Uma sprang up from sleep.
He folded his hand. What does that mean? Folding your hand. Remember the taking off your shoes of the king? Not doing anything. Waiting. Patiently waiting for Uma to wake up. Means not acting, reacting actually. Because this is what you're supposed to do. When you go to appear, or when you're going to see the holy people, you're not supposed to act. You should react. Be patient and wait for them to act. So he will wait patiently for 1 hour. 1 hour is not 1 hour that we are talking now. 1 hour in Rumi's time is a long, long time. Because it's not like this. It will be counted differently. For example, At-Dunya Sa'atun. This is the saying of Muhammad, that this existence is 1 hour only. That's the time. Anyhow, he will wait 1 hour for Umar. How? Folding his hand in hurmat. And hurmat is something very complicated. We need an amit for this, especially. Hurmat comes from a verb haram. You have heard the haram, of course, you will pronounce it harim. Where the caliph will keep a lot of concubines. Harim means the boundaries. Haram means forbidden. So defining the edge of supposed and supposed not is that essence. Here, Behormat, another kind of this, they call it Ehteram. Ehteram means paying respect, respectfully, out of respect. So out of respect, he will fold his hand and will wait patiently for an hour, then Umar will wake up. These are the process, yes?
How the ambassador of Rum saluted the commander of the faithful, may God be well pleased with him. He did homage to Umar and salam. The Prophet said, the salam, then the talk.
Remember the cliche of the Prophet said, means this is the saying of God, the Prophet said it. First, salam, then the talk. This is another kind of communication. Logically, you, the representative of Western attitude, how do you converse? You converse means you will turn the subject up and down. You will dig the doubt. Eliminating some doubts will make some proof and things like that, right? Let go of all of that. There is another kind, which is peaceful. Understanding each other, not opposing each other. It's not a dialogue. It's both-sided monologue, because there is no two sides to it. It's a different stuff. And this is what Prophet said. Means this is the order. That first, you should become in peace with this. Then talk about it. Yes?
Somehow, though, he knew this from his heart, from this love and awe situation, he was given the understanding of this to first to say salams and then talk.
Yes, he understood it, but Rumi will emphasize something especially, not to take it as a personal attitude of this fellow. Rumi will put it that even Prophet said this is the beginning of that. Right. Yes, he will do it out of khidmat, to serve him, he will do it, and Rumi will emphasize that this is the saying of the Prophet. Then
he said, to thee greeting, called him forward, reassured him, and bade him sit down by his side.
You see, by his side. He's emphasizing on the difference between what we know and what they know. We are talking about, okay, come down and let me see you, right? The best place I offer you is in front of me, right? This is what you do because you are confrontal people. Because of that confrontal philosophy and logic. When they say something to you, you should say, why? That confrontation, you say, okay, now, hold on a second. Alaykum as-salam means it will be to you too. And called him forward and sat him beside him, side by side sitting. Yes?
Fear ye not is the hospitality offered to those who fear. That is proper for one who is afraid.
You notice that fear not, fear ye not, is in Latin. Because this is in Arabic. Because this is what God will say to Moses. Do you remember Moses?